time. 31 days, 31 podcasts. 31 days, 31 podcasts. Prepare yourself for helpful snowman waddling.
So today we're going to talk about a method of execution. Not so much the method of execution that you might find in a prison or something like that, but you know, one of those horrible things, like what do you call that shit, the boats, scaphism or something. This is called blowing from a gun. It's pretty succinct. Blowing from a gun was a method of execution in which the victim was typically tied to the mouth of a cannon, which was then fired. George Carter Stent described the process as follows. Wouldn't it be fun to be George Carter Stent and you're like, what I'm known for is in Wikipedia, I described this really fucked up thing that I saw and I'm used in that. Here's the description. The prisoner is generally tied to a gun with the upper part of the small of his back resting against the muzzle. When the gun is fired, his head is seen to go straight up into the air some 40 or 50 feet. The arms fly off, right and left, high up in the air, and fall at perhaps 100 yards distance. The legs drop to the ground beneath the muzzle of the gun, and the body is literally blown away altogether, not a vestige being seen. Blowing from a gun was a reported means of execution as long ago as the 16th century by the Mughal Empire? M-U-G-H-A-L? Is this what Muggles are? And was used until the 20th century. The method was utilized by Portuguese colonialists in the 16th and 17th centuries from as early as 1509 across their empire from Ceylon to Mozambique to Brazil. The Muggles used the method throughout the 17th century and into the 18th, particularly against rebels. Well, no wonder these Harry Potters hate them so much. But the method of execution is most closely associated with the colonial government of the British Raj. Following the Indian Rebellion of 1857, blowing from a gun was a method the British used to execute rebels, as well as for those natives found guilty of desertion. They began implementing this in the latter half of the 18th century. The destroying of the body and scattering the remains over a wide area had a particular religious function as a means of execution in the Indian subcontinent, as it effectively prevented the necessary funeral rites of Muslims and Hindus. Thus, for believers, the punishment was extended beyond death. This was well understood by foreign occupiers, and the practice was not generally employed by them as concurrent foreign occupiers of Africa, Australasia, or the Americas. Most recently, there was an exceptional use of the practice in Afghanistan in 1930. So basically, the common method is to tie a man to the front of the muzzle of the gun and then have him shot. Loading the cannon with an actual cannonball is on occasion reported. Good lord. But more commonly, the use of a blank cartridge or grape shot is attested. What the fuck is a grape shot? A type of shot that is not one solid element. Oh, okay. But a mass of small metal balls. The following description of the manner of tying up the convicted is from Afghanistan in 1839 by Shuja Shah. The three men were then tied with ropes to the guns, their backs against the muzzle. The rope fastened to one of the spokes of the wheel passed with a knot round the arms, over the muzzle of the gun, round the other arm, and then to the spoke of the opposite wheel, which kept the body fixed. Although immobilizing a victim in front of a gun before firing the cannon is by far the most reported method, a case from Istanbul in 1596 alleges that the victim was actually put into the gun and executed in that manner. Now, I saw that in the circus. That's not real. Reports exist that attest that, on occasion, people were fastened to rockets and blown into the air. This is said to have been punishment for a Brahmin during Hyder Ali's reign, 1761 to 1782, and also in an 1800 treason case. Here's a section, problems with the method. Well, I mean, let's see. Things did not always work out according to plan at such executions. Can you imagine? This crazy fucking idea didn't work exactly as they thought. At a mass execution in Ferozepur in 1857, there was an order that blank cartridge should be used, but some guns were loaded with grapeshot instead. Several of the spectators facing the cannons were hit by the grapeshot, and some had to have limbs amputated as a result. Jesus Christ. In addition, some of the soldiers had not been withdrawn properly and sustained injuries from being hit by whizzing pieces of flesh and bone. In another case, a soldier who was to be shot managed to fall down just as the shot went off, with the following result. One wretched fellow slipped from the rope by which he was tied to the guns just before the explosion, and his arm was nearly set on fire. While hanging in his agony under the gun, a sergeant applied a pistol to his head, and three times the cap snapped, the man each time wincing from the expected shot. At last, a rifle was fired into the back of his head, and the blood poured out of the nose and mouth like water from a briskly handled pump. This was the most horrible sight of all. I have seen death in all its forms, but never anything equal to this man's end. Others reported with shudders how birds of prey circled above the execution place and swooped down to catch pieces of human flesh in the air, while others were nauseated by the dogs loitering about the place of execution and rushing to the scene to devour some of the delicacies spread around as a result of the execution. Jesus fucking Christ. There's quite a long article about this, I gotta say. It's basically about every time it's happened, you know, or every time it was used. And it's just like, I mean, hundreds of people must have been killed this way. But yeah, that was a pretty good one. Problems with this method. And it's like, well, here's one problem. And this guy describes it like, basically, I saw the worst thing I ever saw. Now, I've seen a lot of people die, but this was fucked up. Of all the fucked up things I've seen, this was the most fucked up. Now, I don't know if that was a problem with blowing from a gun, to be fair. If we're going to be fair to something that there's really no reason to be fair to, I gotta say, I'm not completely convinced that this is the fault of the method so much as the poor application of the method. But, you know, that's just classic Pete being defensive of tying someone to a cannon and blowing them into pieces.